On Tuesday, Prince Edward County Council, at a special session, voted to deny their support for the proposed Athol Battery Energy Storage System BESS project on Mowbray Road. Council's decision was for the negative, despite a staff report calling for acceptance of the proponent solar flow-through fund's pair of 3-megawatt BESS sites. The staff report was in the affirmative because of the project's utility and local grid stability, and because of the outstanding risks of the lithium phosphate technology could be addressed in a later site approval process. However, the report's author admitted that they were not an expert in electrical systems and that the data concerning lithium phosphate energy storage technology safety in regard to fires was limited. Ameliasburg Councillor Janice Maynard, who was supportive of staff's best recommendation, had the following to say about the differences that lithium phosphate technology offers.
Lithium ion phosphate has excellent thermal and chemical stability. The battery stays cooler in higher temperatures. It is also incombustible when it is mishandled during rapid charges and discharges or where there are short circuit issues. It does not normally experience thermal runaways. A phosphate cathode will not burn or explode during overcharging or overheating as the battery remains cool. And another safety advantage is in the disposal of the battery after use.
Council voted 8-5 against the Athol BESS. Mayor Steve Ferguson, before voting in the negative, outlined his position with the following words.
I'm not an expert in this. I don't think anybody in this room is amongst members of council. I think the report is terrific, Albert, but there are also limitations in the amount of knowledge, and I think we're being put into a position of making a decision about technology we are not fully educated on, and I'm not prepared to take the risk without having more knowledge about the technology and the potential threats.
Last December, Ontario's Minister of Energy, Todd Smith, issued a directive that made it a requirement to have municipal council support for IESO approval of BESS projects. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.